Fred Film Radio, BFI, London Film Festival, United Kingdom.
This is Sarah Bradbury for Fred Film Radio, reporting from the red carpet at the BFI London Film Festival. Tonight I was speaking to screenwriter Anthony McCartan about writing for the film The Two Popes.
And why did you want to put this particular story up on the big screen, focusing around like the Catholic Church? And you know, what do you think it's going to say to a contemporary audience?
Well, it's a debate between a conservative and a progressive. And I think we see that debate happening in the world at large. And you could swap out Benedict and Francis and put in Biden and Mr. Trump, or you could put in Boris and Jeremy Corbyn. We need to find common ground. We're very polarized at the moment, and the future resides in the middle ground. It's in the center, and we have to reclaim the center, I think.
And Fernando, such a phenomenal director, what is it like to work with him on this project and bring your vision to life?
Well, I've worked with a few directors now, but he is a genius, and his genius resides in his humanity, I think. You'll see the way cameras lingers on faces, especially, you know, non-actors' faces. He loves people, and his humanity sort of feeds into the whole film. And it's a very human film, I hope.
And do you see that there's any taboo still to be broken about tackling, like, issues around religion on the screen?
Religion is sort of a giant taboo, isn't it? And I think that we do need to shine light into dark places, and the church is not devoid of dark places. It's a time of shining a light, of transparency, of of admission, of conciliation. I think that process has really begun. We're not done. There's a lot of people still with a lot of strong emotions who don't feel we've gone far enough, but I think it's a beginning.
Apparently the last few male Oscar winners were all in films written by you. Do you think that people now come to you for scripts, or is it still a case that you have to attract actors to your work? How does it all go for you?
No, I wish they did come knocking, but no, you have to win over actors, and you do it by writing roles that they're dying to play. I've been very lucky with my scripts attracting great actors, and what I try to do is write character roles that allows an actor to go, you know, to really stretch themselves and explore the full range of emotions. And when you do that and put them in an epic scenario, it seems to get awards attention.
And I understand for this script, you actually already had Anthony Hopkins and Jonathan Pryce in mind. Is that correct?
I did, yeah. When I went in and pitched this idea to Netflix, I think 3 years ago now, I took in two pictures, one of Anthony Hopkins and one of Jonathan Pryce. And two people who didn't know I did that was Anthony Hopkins and Jonathan Pryce. It was just my fantasy cast, and heaven provided, and we ended up with those two amazing actors.
Do you now see that we are seeing more and more roles for actors later in their careers, particularly the films that you've worked on?
Well, yeah, I seem to be specializing in roles for older actors, especially older male actors. Winston Churchill, I think, the Cabinet, was the average age of about 65. They bring a lot to the table, and it's so effortless. So I think that's the difference between an older actor and a younger actor. There's this very little acting in older actors. They settle into something somewhere in their career where it's more about you think it, you feel it on an inner level. And watching Jonathan and Tony act, you couldn't tell a change in their demeanor between before they say role and after. What changes is the meaning they give the words and what they imbue them with. But there's no contortion of the faces, there's no change of voices, there's no acting, you know. And that's the strength of it. And they're magnetic in this. It's very real.
And the director, Fernando, is saying that it almost feels more like a play in the way that Jonathan and Anthony have acted it, rather than a film. Was that something you had in mind when you were writing the script?
Well, it was a play first, and then I took it to my agents, and they said, we think it could be a film. And there was the opportunity within the story to dramatize and open it out into historical flashbacks and so forth. So we did all that. But ultimately, I just love dialogue. I'm a dialogue nut. And To me, someone saying something interesting and memorable is the best special effect in movies.
Fantastic. Thank you. Thanks so much for your time. Thank you.
And I've been Sarah Bradbury for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.